Mitty. Mitty was the first child born to WP and Sadie. She was born on August 17, 1883, in Fort Worth, Texas. She actually stayed with the John Cox family, her aunt and uncle, in New York when the rest of the family left there in 1891. She was a wonderful lady who lived in the South part of her life and then went to California and finally back to Bend, where she lived her remaining years. She had a master's degree in religious education from Columbia University in New York City. She never married. She was a giver of herself to so many people. While in California, she did secretarial work for the Methodist Church, and, as I remember her the most, she came to the ranch to care for us after my mother died in 1942. I first remember her in Bend in a little home where she cared for her own Aunt Mitty, who at that time was an invalid. Her church was her first love, and her family loved her so much. She died February 5, 1975, in Bend. William T. The second child was William T. Bill. The family then lived in Fort Griffin, Texas. Born on December 16, 1884, he was my Uncle Bill, and he and my dad were the ones that decided that ranching was for them, and that is where Uncle Bill stayed until his health failed. He lived at Palina Prairie in a two-story home on the ranch and raised cattle, too. Claude has told me that Uncle Bill and Dad were equal partners in the business until Uncle Bill and Aunt Dorothy left Palina and moved to Tumalo in 1935. In the early days of that partnership, they ranged the cattle at Davis Lake, some distance from the two ranches. The ranch at Palina Prairie was only about 6 miles from our ranch, so we were together a great deal of the time. He had a huge barn and other outbuildings on his place. I remember that his brother-in-law, Johnny Brazel, built a playhouse for Barbara, my cousin, and we used to play there every time I visited her. I also remember the big old frogs that were under the house. We played with them, too, even though I don't think we were supposed to. My dad and Uncle Bill traded work with each other. When one was needed, the other was there to help. Uncle Bill's ranch also had some racehorses at one time. His property had an irrigation ditch so that he could water his crops. Barbara and I played in it, getting in lots of trouble for doing so as the water was very swift. My mother and Aunt Dorothy shared the washing machine at the ranch, as the water at Palina was evidently not sufficient. Also, the Daleys, our neighbors to the north where Crosswater Golf Course is now, shared the washer. I remember them well, and Betty still lives in Bend. Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Bill and Barbara would come down periodically to do their laundry, and we would fire up the washing machine and go through the laundry. It lasted most of the day. My mother and my Aunt Dorothy were very close sister-in-laws and loved each other dearly. Actually, they were second cousins before they married, the two Vandervoort boys, so they hit it off in many phases of ranch life, each helping the other. Uncle Bill and Aunt Dorothy moved from Tumalo to just east of Pilot Butte on a small acreage that was less work for them. By that time, Aunt Dorothy was working at St. Charles Hospital, and that's where she worked until she finally retired. The last few years of their lives, they lived on West 13th Street in Bend in a little white house on the corner. By then, Uncle Bill was getting older, and that is where he finally passed away, February 28, 1969. Aunt Dorothy managed to keep up with her wonderful sewing and also did a project that is now in the Bend Historical Museum. She made doll dresses of all the inaugural dresses of all the first ladies in our land and used materials almost to the exact likeness that the dresses were made of. She hunted long and hard for just the right doll to dress and just the right piece of material and wasn't satisfied until it was all done right. She eventually gave them to the Historical Museum where they make such a great exhibit. They were well worth seeing.